This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So brothers and sisters, I want to tell you this story, a really amusing story about this guy called MacArthur Wheeler, who, like, in 1995, he walked into two banks in Pittsburgh and robbed them. Now, you know, as he went in there, he stared unashamedly. He was looking at, like, the security cameras. Like just walking in and looking at them, it didn't even care. So anyway, you know, come the news, the evening news, they'd plastered his, you know, plastered his picture all over the news channels, and like within hours he was caught. Now when they caught this guy, he couldn't understand what had happened. Right? It was like, how did you catch me? But what do you mean? How do we catch you? We saw your pictures. It was all over the. You're on the CCTV camera, right? And the guy said, yeah, but I had the juice. And they went like, the juice? Like, what do you mean, the juice? He said, I had the juice. And so it turned out that this guy thought that if he put lemon juice on his face, it would hide him from being seen by the CCTV cameras. So, you know, this, yeah, he really believed that. And obviously, you know, because, you know, when you're a kid, you learn about secret ink and, you know, how to hide your writing with secret ink. So this is what he thought, poor guy, right? But, you know, it's a very, very important, very, very important lesson that, you know, it's so obvious when you think about it. But in order to be successful in life, you need to have the right knowledge. You need to understand the system. You need to understand the rules. And you need the right strategies in order to make things work. That's like a given. It's obvious. But the reality is that sometimes the other thing that was illustrated about this guy is that he was so confident. He just was so confident about what he was doing. Walked into the bank with total confidence, robbed the banks, and then was shocked and surprised when he got caught. And the reality is that sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes the people with the least knowledge are the most confident. And this is so important, because what I find when I talk to people about this really, really important topic of willpower, what I often find is people are very confident. They think they know what it's about, but they have no idea. If you ask them to define willpower, they don't know. They don't know what's willpower. In fact, sometimes they're almost like offended. That, are you suggesting that I don't have willpower? Is that what you're saying? Well, what if I told you, brother, that I have willpower? I have willpower. Of course, everyone has some willpower. You wouldn't be a human being if you didn't have some willpower. But because people don't really understand what willpower is, and they don't really know the correct strategies to implement in order to be really effective in your use, in their use of willpower, they're very confident. They feel, and this is another thing, that it's what they call cognitive bias in so-called psychology. Cognitive bias is, it's like the way your brain is like pre-programmed to sort of get things wrong in a certain way. So one of these cognitive biases, that's the first thing, is that, you know, there's a cognitive bias that when you have a little bit of knowledge about something, sometimes it can make you really, really confident, and you apply it to areas it has no connection to. So that's one thing. And the other thing, another type of cognitive bias, is that when it comes to our desires, when it comes to controlling our impulses, we tend to think that we're a lot better at it than we actually are. So when we're thinking about it, we think that when we're going to be confronted with a particular willpower challenge, we're going to be confronted by some situation where, you know, we're actually going to need to control our impulses, we think we're going to do really well. Whereas in reality, when we're in that situation, we actually don't. This is very profound, brothers and sisters. You know, when you think about what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us about not only committing sin, but keeping away and restricting the whole environment that leads us to commit sin. Because, you know, we tend to overestimate how good we're going to be at controlling ourselves. And that's the other thing, is that, you know, when we're in a state when we are, you know, in a cold state, you know, this is like a hot cold bias, like the point being here, cognitive bias, is that, again, you know, when we're in a calm state, we tend to overestimate how capable we're going to be of resisting temptation when we're really fired up. Now, these things are really, really important, because the thing is, brothers and sisters, I've done this course on the seven pillars of willpower. And, you know, one of the pains I'm feeling is that I really want people to have this knowledge. I really want people to understand these strategies and to be able to implement them in their life, because I know it's going to help you so, so much. And it really reminds me of a time when, you know, when I first became Muslim and I really wanted my mum and dad to, you know, to follow Islam. And I just thought, if I just tell them, you know, what is, because I was feeling so great, I was feeling so fantastic. If I just tell them, inshallah, you know, they're going to become Muslim, they're going to accept it, they're going to feel as great as I felt. But in reality, they just thought I was just being offensive and I was being rude. And it's like, you know, like, who are you? You're our little son, you know. Well, I wasn't that little, but, you know, parents always perhaps look at their sons as being little. So they thought of me like that, and still, and like, who are you to tell us? And it looked like I was criticizing their whole way of life and everything about them and what they were doing. It was all wrong. And who are you now? And I feel a little bit like that, you know, when I talk to people about willpower and like how important willpower is, people get me wrong. They don't seem to understand, because a lot of the time I reckon they don't really know what willpower is. They don't understand how important it is and how really, you know, these strategies, you have to learn them and you have to practice them like anything else in order to be effective. You know, brothers and sisters, all I can say is that I spent a couple of years now, like literally 2 years, studying this topic. I've read, you know, popular science books. I've even read scientific papers. I've listened to, you know, like numerous podcasts, you know, whatever. I mean, I've read a lot of stuff about it, and not only read it, I've been practicing it. And alhamdulillah, it's had a huge impact on my own personal life. So that's why I put this course together, the seven pillars of willpower, 19 days towards becoming a willpower wonder. So all you have to do, it's a series of videos over 19 days. You watch one video per day. Each video is anything from 5 to maybe 15 minutes maximum, right? And then I give you a few simple exercises. There could be a physical exercise, nothing strenuous, or even a mental exercise. They're mostly mental exercises. And, you know, you do that exercise for a day. Some of them you have to keep practicing throughout the week or the whole course. And, you know, by the end of it, I guarantee you, I give you a 30-day guarantee from the day you sign up on this course. If after 30 days you haven't found a significant improvement in your willpower, and if you don't find this knowledge that I teach you valuable, I will give you your money back. That is my guarantee. I will give you your money back. No quibbles, no questions asked. I might just ask you why. Why didn't it work? But I will give you your money back. No problem, if you want it back, if you think it wasn't worth it. What have you got to lose, brothers and sisters? I think you've got nothing to lose and you've got everything to gain. So please sign up now for the seven pillars of willpower. You will not regret it. You will not regret it, inshallah.